the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in by Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before calling the RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. I have 18 on my early check-in list tonight, so we'll get started with those. First is W2MJB. He checked in with me via text earlier. Next, I'd like to recognize Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM and N4IEI. Next, I'd like to check in Don from Boiling Springs, N4DF, and Jim from Pelzer, KW4TS. Mr. Leroy from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. Jack, checking in from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Andrew from Inman, KO4CEF. Mr. Fred, checking in from Pelzer, KO4NNH. Landon, checking in from Dacusville, KG4WNP. Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KO4RMM. Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Johnny, checking in from Traveler's Rest, WD4DYH. Mr. Andy, checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. And we have Bill, checking in from Anderson, KC4W. And Mr. Bill, checking in from Easley, N4WRO. This is a handy opportunity we have to check in early on the net. You go to the website brars.cc, and then from the menus that you select pre-net check-in, and then it just prompts you from there, and it's really convenient. So I want to thank all those people who took the opportunity to check in by pre-check-in, and in a moment we'll call the radio frequencies. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, tonight being Monday night, we will begin with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Thanks for calling that. Please check in. KK4FTU, Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, checking in from Slabtown. KK4FTU, Happy New Year, Mr. Richard. Thanks for checking in tonight. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Ken, Kilo Charlie 4. Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. We'll stick around and chat a minute tonight, Wendy.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry, I have you down for some RAG 2 later, and I do have a question for you, but we can wait till RAG 2 for you to answer it. I pulled one of my cast iron pans out of the cupboard, and there's a spot of rust on it, so I want I'm going to ask you how to re-cure it to fix that problem, so... I'm sure that's something you just know, but I wanted to let you know that question is coming your way later. All right, thanks. Let's see. We'll go ahead and move to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative, and negative is saying 73s for each one of you.
TP. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark. Thank you so much for calling the net. Good evening to all. We have no traffic, no comment.
For HTP, this is K2JB Dean in Bent Creek, just a little southwest of Asheville, negative and negative.
For HTP, this is Whiskey 4, Juliet Hotel Uniform, W4JHU, Alex in Columbus, no traffic, no comments.
HTP. It's great to hear you call the net, it always is. Donna sends her hello. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thanks for joining us tonight, James, and I hope you have a good evening out your direction. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Next, I'd like to welcome Dean, checking in from near Asheville, K2JB. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dean. Next up, I have Mr. Alex, checking in from Columbus, W4JHU. Thank you for joining us tonight, Alex. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife, Miss Donna, from Greer, KK4JBQ. And KC4MFK. Mr. Larry, please pass along our greetings to Miss Donna as well. All right, at this time, is there anyone else in the group India through Lima that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to invite people in the group Mike through Papa to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
For HTP, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rig. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. All be negative and negative.
for HTP. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. I'll be in for comments, she'll be out. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Miss Wendy. You always do a wonderful job.
HTP. Miss Wendy, great to hear your voice on the radio again. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, walked up here on Lake Bowen in Inman. No traffic, but I'll stick around for some cheer.
N4HTP. Check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. At in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, ma'am.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO. And Miss Lorena brings along her husband Rick and daughter Michelle, KK4DMW and KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, thank you for checking in, and please pass along our greetings to Mr. Rick and Ms. Michelle. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chad, checking in from Campobello, KO4NUE, and he brings along his wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP. Chad, please pass along our greetings to Miss Anna, and I have you down for some rat chew later, some comments. Thank you. Next, I have Mr. Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Good to hear you, Mr. Walt. Hope you're having a good new year. I have you down for some comments later also. And then I'd like to welcome Mr. Pat, checking in from Malden, K4OSH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Pat. Hope you're having a good evening. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in the group Mike through Papa? Mike through Papa, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP.
4HTP. Check in KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be in the negative.
KN4HTP. N Kilo 2, Romeo, Charlie, Lima. K2RCL, this is Russell out of Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. Next up, I have Mr. Russell, checking in from Tigerville, K2RCL. Thank you for joining us tonight, Russell. Then I'd like to welcome Jim, checking in from Dacusville, KO4RAX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jim. Hope you're having a good evening. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in from the group Quebec through Tango? Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus, North Carolina. Good evening, everybody on the net. This is Wendy. Just check me in and out today.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith checking in from Columbus. KE4ZHF. Thank you for joining us tonight, Keith. Hope you're having a good evening. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in the group Uniform Through Zulu? Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta, please call KN4HTP.
4HTP. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to everyone on the net.
4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel. KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
So, Kilo 4, Bravo Golf Romeo Brett. I'll be negative and negative in Menin Gagney.
KN4HTP. Hey, Wendy, please check in. K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and good evening to all.
HTV, that's Wendy, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Ethan Seneca. No traffic, all hanging around for the comments. Got an interest in the cast iron. Good evening to everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for joining us tonight, Dave, and thank you for the work you do as the net manager. Next, I'd like to welcome Jerry, checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jerry. Then I'd like to welcome Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Thank you for checking in tonight, Kurt. Hope you're having a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Brett, checking in from Gaffney, KK4BGR. Thanks for joining us around the radio tonight, Mr. Brett. Then I'd like to welcome Rowan from Pickens, K1CJW. Hope you're having a good evening. Thank you for checking in. Then I'd like to welcome Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. And Mr. Keith, I have you down for some comments later. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
For HTP. Wendy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark, all on the net. Tell Mark we said hello.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS. And Gary brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please pass along our greetings to Miss Joy, and I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Gary is the net controller on Wednesday nights, and there is a swap net following the net on Wednesday. So tune in then. It's pretty interesting to hear the swap net and check in with Gary. All right, I'm going to open it up at this time to the big group for check-ins. Check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP.
in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thank you for calling the net.
KN4HTP. Hi, Wendy. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Kathy. Good evening to you all over that, 73.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Patrick. Next, I'd like to welcome Dennis, checking in from Gaffney, KG4JIA. Thank you for joining us around the radio tonight, Mr. Dennis. Hope you're having a good evening. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Four, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Jean and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Gene. Good to hear you on the radio. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks to all for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. At this time, I'd like to check in with my friend Harry, KC4EZN.
For HTP, KC4EZN, what general shape is your piece of cast iron in, Wendy? Is the rust very extensive or just a small spot?
The rust is probably about half the pan where there was, I guess it's just been sitting water that was in it when I put it away. So I will be more careful to dry them off now, but I'm thinking I got to heat it up and rub in some lard or something like that. What do you recommend?
I was looking in my couple of my Dutch oven cookbooks because it's been a long time since I've done that. When you work with Boy Scouts, you learn some other tricks. Depending on how bad the rust is, you can try wiping it out with one of these little green scrubby pad things. If it doesn't want to come up with that, then you're down to steel wool. And then if it's like just in the bottom, I would... Whatever cooking oil that you normally use, put some of that in the bottom of the thing and stick it in an oven. And I tried to find a temperature, but what they said was you heat the oil up until it starts to smoke, which basically different oils, you know, I think coconut oil's got an extremely high smoke point. Whereas some of the others are lower. But anyway, that was what they said, was heated up until it started smoking. And basically, use some kind of swab that you're not going to burn yourself with and continually wipe down the inside of the thing. And what I do is just let it cool off back down to room temperature and then pour the oil out and then wipe it down, gently leaving a nice coating of oil on all the surfaces, and put the lid on it and put it away. And yeah, be careful when you, next time, don't wash it. That's one of those things that is hard for some of us moderns to get into. We want to wash it with soap and water, and that's next to a side grinder, that's about the next to the worst thing you can do to a piece of cast iron, is to wash it with soap and water. And I realize that we want to keep it clean, but basically scrape all the whatever you cooked out of it and wipe it out real good and then re-oil it before you put it down. But if you can convince yourself not to wash it, you might want to wipe it down with a wet cloth and leave the soap off. Back to you, Wendy. KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, I can tell that this one must have been something that I did use water on this. I can tell for sure. So it must have been something that sat in the pan a little too long, and I thought, we better use hot water on that one. So, yeah, that's good to know, and I will definitely try that. Now I'm thinking I might look up the temperature where that oil smoke at, the different ones that I have. I have used lard, I've used olive oil, and we have bacon fat right now, so I could use any of those. But, yeah, I'll work on that tonight. I think the rust will come off with a plastic scrubber, so it's not too bad, but it's noticeable, so... I'm going to try that, and I'll let you know how it goes. How's that tree removal going? You got that thing out of there yet?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN, not quite. I've got a neighbor that brought over, he said it was one of his bigger saws. It was a... Still, it had a 9 horsepower engine and a 36 inch bar. And he basically took down the larger part and put it on the ground. And then I have worked about all I can do with my saw. We're going to have to find a nice day and get him. And he has a friend with a log splitter. I've cut up what I can. Basically handle with my saw, which is a small 16 inch saw, and I think I can go up to about, I can comfortably go up about 12 inches. As a point of diminishing returns, I could cut a 32 inch diameter tree with that saw, but it might take me a day and 5 gallons of fuel to do it. But theoretically it would do it. Anything over about 12 inches is just way too much for that saw. But most of that, somewhere along the way, we're going to find a wood splitter that uses gasoline as opposed to muscle power. I've done that before, and those days I think are in my history. But it is to the point where now I can get out, and if I get all the other wood picked up, I could actually start thinking about replanting grass and thinking about mowing it next summer again. It's a whole lot better than it was, and I've got a lot of firewood, and I'm going to share some of it with this fella. Anyway, just kind of moving on, staying out of the way, and... keeping a semi-low profile, we're going to visit family in another week or so, and so we're trying to make sure we don't catch anything, and if we catch it while we're there, then we'll stay home when we get back. But just keeping a low profile. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, when you said, what did you say, manpower? I was remembering. The last time, my dad and I visited him a couple of times a year, and we went up to this remote cabin in the mountains, and, usually the wood box is full, but this particular time, it was very cold, and there was no wood. So my dad and I looked at each other, and we're like, okay, which one of us is going to go out there and chop some wood? And he's like 85 or something. So we looked at each other for a while, and then we both went out. But I decided from that experience that I was going to ask my nephews who hang around that area all the time. I was going to give them warning when I was coming and tell them, you know, hey, let's have a full box of wood for when Grandpa and I go out to enjoy this remote cabin. And since then they have always kept it stocked, and I have always given them plenty of warning because, you know, they're up there all the time and they use the wood and it's not such a big deal for them. But between me and my dad, neither one of us wanted to take the axe out there in the cold and come up with something to get us warm. But we did it. So I can picture you working away at this massive tree. So I'm glad you have a friend who's going to come and rescue you from that job.
Yeah, he's excuse me, he's my across the street neighbor, and I'm not sure exactly what all he does, but I know that he repairs lawnmowers and stuff like that, and I was kind of kidding him a little bit. He came over and cracked that saw up, and when I heard it start up, it did not turn the real high RPMs that I was used to hearing. So I went out to look, and I asked him, I said, is that the biggest saw you got? And he said, yeah. Then he told me what it was, and I says, what in the world are you doing that? He says, I'm just trying to find out if I'm still man enough to handle this thing around. And I thought, well, go over there and prove your manhood on that tree. And he kind of laughed and went over and made, I don't know, a half dozen cuts with that saw. And it was really amazing to watch that saw go through about 18 inches of that oak tree. Not quite like a knife through hot butter, but still, it didn't take but maybe 45 seconds to a minute to make that cut with that saw. And again, I didn't even want to think about wanting to pick it up, much less work with it. My little 16-inch saw does all I want to do, and I purposely bought one that size because I didn't want to overwork me. And I have in the past cut up and split three of those triple axle log trucks. Go back about 30 years, we heated our other house with firewood for about 10 years, and one of those trucks would last me about 3 years, and I worked that up, you know, over a three-year period. And I split about 80% of it with a Go Devil and a maul and wedges. Towards the end, I finally had to break down and rent a wood splitter. But anyway, I can identify with that, and appreciate that. And I say I'm enjoying having some of that firewood right now. It's supposed to get cold up here tonight. We didn't have a whole lot of snow. Had to have a micrometer to measure what I got. Folks north of us got some, but anyway, I'm enjoying all of that, and with that, Wendy, we'll turn it back to you. Yeah, just take care of that cast iron. You may be able just to scrub it out with a scrubby pad and wipe it down real good. Make sure it's dry before you heat it up, and then I'd put maybe quarter, like I say, if your sides are good. My radio just told me I've been talking too long. If the sides are still in good shape, but maybe just turn me off. I'm going to have to reset that. KN4HTP,
KC4EZN. KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for those tips and the report on the progress of the tree, and it was nice visiting with you. At this time, we'll take a break from Rack Chew, and we'll see if there are any other stations listening in that would like to check in. Any stations, we're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I didn't have any stations come on to check in, so I'm going to go ahead and move to our next station for RagChew, and that is Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. I'm curious about what your weather was like last night. We got dumped on with rain. The rain gauge was completely full when I went out this afternoon. The funnel spit water on me as I lifted it off the top to empty the gauge. How was your weather?
HTP, KO4NUE, and the net. We had some pretty high winds. Had two trees down on the property. One's down toward the barn, which is out of the way, but I got one that's across the road here going to the shop, and I'm about to get my chainsaw out and try to get the thing out of the way. But I'm just kind of been looking at it out of the kitchen window since this morning, and I'm okay with it sitting there for a little while longer. Let me put it that way. So other than than that, just high winds, but all the antennas made it through the wind, so I guess that was a good thing. And that's a lot of rain. The yard's soggy, and we've got some water standing in at the end of the driveway, at the end of the road. But other than that, we survived it.
Chad, this is Wendy. Lost the paper where I wrote down our call sign. Anyway, yeah, our ground is pretty soggy, but that reminded me on my way home on last Wednesday from Columbia, South Carolina, I drove through a real frog strangler. Let me tell you, the frogs were everywhere. The rain was coming down so hard that everybody on the highway slowed down below 50. People were turning on their flashers. Some people were pulling off to the side. And it was just drenching rain, the kind that just beats on your car. It almost sounds like hail, but it's not. It's just big drops. So it was really coming down. Those poor frogs, they couldn't even swim.
Wendy, this is Chad. I'm glad to hear you mention the frogs again, because I thought I made you mad last time I brought it up, but I was up at the deer camp the other day, and there's a swamp that's a couple hundred yards off of the cabin, and there's some frogs down there that make noise from time to time. It's not, it's the little bitty frogs, and they're pretty noisy in cold weather. I'm used to hearing the big bullfrogs in warm weather, but they make these funny little noises down there in the swamp. And for some reason, when I hear them down there chirping, it's usually a pretty noisy night at the cabin with things stirring around. So I use the frogs in the swamp to kind of figure out what kind of night I'm going to have. And, did any frogs get hurt?
Say, I lost count. but it was very briefly a frog strangler. And then after, just a couple of miles further along the highway, it was clearer. It was interesting. Usually I'm in rain every Wednesday that I go down to Columbia. And at this time, I didn't have it until I was on my way home, so around 9:30-ish, and it just was pouring down the rain. So I laughed. My husband and I have a joke, if it's Wednesday and I'm going to Columbia, it's going to rain. So we'll have to see what this Wednesday is like. There'll probably be another frog strangler on the way.
Hey, if you start seeing them in John boats and wearing life jackets, you got a problem. just pull over. But I'm just going to tell you that, on Christmas, and I'll tell you this little story, and then I'm going to duck out so you can get on to the next one. But the kids came and stayed with us at Christmas, and they always get up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, because Santa Claus is here. And this year, my oldest son woke us up by 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was just, still asleep, And I unwrapped all my presents, but didn't remember any of the presents really. So the other day, I was going through the little bench where I keep all my stuff and saw all the presents that I unwrapped. And I got a set of earbuds this year that, are Bluetooth, and they go inside your ears. And I decided I'd try them out. So I put them in last night, and they come with these little little rubber things you put on the end of them, and you fit your ear canal with the little cushiony things. So I put them in, and I'm sitting here on the computer and listening to music on my iPhone, and took them out and went and got in the shower. And when I got out of the shower, I kept hearing like water, something making a noise in my ear. And I told Anna, I said, come here, look in my ear and see what is moving around in my ear. And one of those rubber cuffs came off and got down in my ear. And, you know, so it took us a couple minutes to find the tweezers, but she got her, you know, had to find glasses. Then we had to find the flashlight. Then we had to find the tweezers. And then she, you know, dug around in the ear for a little bit and pulled the cuff out of my left ear. So, I'm enjoying my earbuds, but I, you know, trying to find a way not to keep the cuff, so I've super glued them onto the earbuds so that doesn't happen again. So, with that said, Miss Wendy, I'll duck on out, and you can move on to the next person. Just wanted to drop by and say hello to you, everybody on the net. KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
O4NUE, this is KN4HTP. You share some of the funniest stories. The permanent earbuds. Anyway, glad Anna rescued you, and glad you had fun with the kids at Christmas. Too bad you had to get up at 4, but that's nice to hear they came and enjoyed and had a good time. It was really fun to have everybody on the radio chime in and wish me Merry Christmas on Christmas Eve. That was nice. I really appreciate your family doing that. All right, at this time, we will take a break from Rag 2 and see if there's anyone listening in that would like to check in. So this is KN4HTP, Net Control. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone listening in who hasn't checked in yet, please call Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to check in with my friend Walt, K4OIM. How has your roundtable been going? What have been some of your recent topics?
HTP, K4OIM. Last week, Wendy, was the first time that I've been able to call the net in about 3 weeks. I've had a real bad throat and mouth infection. My tongue is still swollen up. I finally got to where I can talk. But most of the discussions have been around antennas. All the new hams are asking about antennas, and some of them are, it's like Chad was when he first got his general and switched from FM over to HF on sideband. They confused about that and all the noise and all. But I just wanted to thank you for your rendition of The Night Before Christmas. Like I say, I live with my daughter, my 5-year-old grandson. I had my HT. I couldn't get them all in my shack down here. I went up there, my granddaughter and her husband and her 3 kids were there sitting around the fireplace when you did The Night Before Christmas. And when you were finished, my 5-year-old grandson wanted me to rewind it and replay it again, Wendy.
Walt, it's so fun to hear he enjoyed it, and it's really cute that he knows technology so well that usually you can rewind it and play it again. So that is adorable.
I remember, well, it'd be your fourth last year when you did it the first time. And it never crossed my mind to record it. I believe Larry, KK4JBQ, I think he recorded it this past Christmas. I bet I'll record you next year. I hope you do this every year, Wendy.
Well, it's something I enjoy. It's a little bit of fun for me. So I plan to, if I can get the person on Christmas Eve to trade with me or to, you know, invite me on to read the poems. That's my plan for the future, is to continue. I like the tradition, and I'm getting some positive feedback on it. So I hope it'll be a long-lasting one for this net. That'd be great.
I enjoy it. I know my granddaughter and her kids, my daughter and my five-year-old grandson, I know we'll be sitting around next year. So with that, I believe you got somebody else up for right to you, Wendy. So I'll say 7-3 to you, and hope you and Larry had a good Christmas. You and Mark had a good Christmas, and I hope you have a Happy New Year, Wendy. So KM4HTP, K4OIM, I'll be clear, but listen.
OIM, this is KN4HTP. Hope you have a good new year as well. I'm glad to hear you're feeling better, and I hope you continue to mend quickly. I think you're calling the net tomorrow night. Is that correct, Mr. Walt?
Yep. Be here tomorrow night, and ready for the roundtable discussions. It amazes me how many people stick around to try to help me give all the new hams the right information. I didn't have nobody around to help me when I got my license, and it was all trial and error. And believe me, I've messed up some equipment. Set a few trees on fire one time. But I appreciate all the guys, Larry, Chad, Andy, Dave, they're just a bunch of guys that stay in there and help feed new information to these newcomers. So with that, I'll be clear, Wendy, KM4HTP, K4OIM.
4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks, Walt. Just so you know, sometime in the future, I'm going to ask for the story about how you accidentally set a few trees on fire. So that's just coming up in your future sometime. And it's good to hear you'll be calling the net tomorrow night, and that roundtable is really a great resource for anyone with questions. So, anyone listening in, be sure and join Walt's net tomorrow night at 9 and the roundtable after. All right, I'm going to take a break here from RACU again and see if there's anyone listening in that would like to check in. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move on to Mr. Keith, KN4CHY. See if you have any comments tonight.
4HTV, KN4CHY. First of all, I'd like to start out by saying I'm like you, I'm interested in Walt's story since I've got various wires running through assorted trees. I'd be kind of interested in that story, too. I hope I'm around to catch that. On the cast iron, I was going to say, it don't sound like yours is in really bad shape, but if it's in really bad shape, I don't know what kind of oven you have. I unfortunately don't have a gas stove for cooking, but I do have an electric oven, and it's really good for stripping cast iron, like stripping it bare. You basically stick it in upside down and put it through the oven cleaning cycle, and it will take it down to bare metal again. But I would only recommend that if it's really bad. And the other thing, if you have deep rust, you can mix up a solution of what I originally read was half and half vinegar and water. But that's actually a lot of vinegar, you know, by the time you get the sink full enough to cover the pan. I usually end up using probably about a quarter of water, I mean a quarter of vinegar in the sink full of water. And you leave it in there and let it soak for a while, and it will look like the whole thing is turning rusty, but you kind of scrub it with the Scotch-Brite and get it all cleaned out and oil it up, and you're receiving it like you normally would, like KC4EVN was referring to.
I have some notes here on that. I do have a gas oven, so I don't think that oven cleaning option will work, but thank goodness it's not really bad. So if I can't get it cleaned off in an easier way, I'll definitely try the vinegar and water mixture and soaking it in the sink and then scrubbing it off. So thanks for those tips. I really appreciate it. Do you have any funny stories about accidentally lighting a few trees on fire?
But I do want to hear Walt, so maybe it'll be a preventative story. but yeah, the procedures I was talking about with the self-cleaning cycle and the vinegar, especially if it's really bad rusted, that'll really get it out. But I'm mostly, when I'm doing stuff, I'm refurbishing something that's been neglected for, you know, many decades usually. Somebody find it in a barn or whatever, and I'll bring them back to life. But that's what I use, and yep, usually works pretty good. As far as having a gas oven, I'm not sure what you do on getting it down back to bare metal, but maybe if you can find a friend or a neighbor that's got an electric oven with a self-cleaning cycle, maybe they do it for you one time. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you. Thanks for the opportunity, and we'll be hanging around listening for Walt's story one of these nights. KN4HTP, KN4CHY, back to you.
4CHY, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for hanging around, and thanks for those tips on the taking care of the cast iron, and hopefully we're both listening in for those humorous stories that we can get, and cautionary tales, I'm guessing, don't really know, but Walt's a pretty wise man, so it's going to be an interesting story, I'm sure. All right, I'm going to give us one opportunity here for anyone listening in to check in. This is KN4HTP. Net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Is there anyone listening in who would like to check in? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Walt, K4OIM, will be calling the net tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And I'm sure he will enjoy you checking in with him. The net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute for the automatic net report to transmit tonight's results. So hold on just a moment. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night, everyone.
TP, KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ, this is KN4HTP.
Thank you, Wendy, for another good net. Yeah, we can always count on that. I have some advice from my resident cast iron skillet expert. If you have a moment, we can make a note. Well, she has several cast iron skillets. She uses them a lot, and I think we got in the habit of using them by watching a program called America's Test Kitchen. It's on one of the cable networks. I forget which one. America's Test Kitchen. They do have a YouTube channel, and if you in the search box, if you type in America's, that's plural, Test Kitchen Cast Iron, the first video listed there is about a 22-minute video on how to clean, season, and cook with cast iron. It's everything wrapped up into one. The ladies that are on there are very, very good. If you have never seen some of their programming, I know it'll be entertaining and informative. And on a second note, I have recorded a couple of years of The Night Before Christmas. This last one, I recorded it with editing in mind. So I put it through Audacity, which is an open source audio editing program, and took out all the pops and cracks that we hear on the air, all the squelch tones and all the courtesy tones out of it, really cleaned it up. And it's in fairly good shape. I really enjoyed your rendition. I enjoy your personal comments at the beginning and the end of it just as much. And I guess I just want to say thank you again. KK4JBQ.